So what did I do? I anchored, had him think of the state he wanted, had him think of a time that he was fully present to it, and I anchored it, and then I tested it. So if I call this guided search, will anybody be angry rather than transderivational search? Oh. Okay, this is a guided search. And it's a practice. It's for you to practice your anchoring skills and to practice collecting up a whole bunch of memories. So,
does that make the state more memorable or more colorful than if you just came up with one?
Yes, yes. It should make it that much more solid. And what I'm doing by keeping the anchor there is we call it stacking anchors. So we're just, it's like you have a jack and you're jacking it up and intensifying it by having more experiences of it. And he said he hadn't thought about those 15-year-old experiences for some time. So you're sometimes surprised at what comes up. So first, what we do is identify a resource. A resource, not a resources. A resource and anchor it. Now, how do you get somebody into that resource that they want? Go back to last module where you learned all the different ways that somebody can access a resource, a state. You learned you could think of a time when, a memory that you have. You could pretend you have it. You could model somebody else that you think has it. You can adjust your body in some way. You can play with your what we call submodalities. You could think of music that would bring that state on. What's a song, since you're making music creatively, associated with you being at your best?
A popular song? Or
any song.
A lot of songs. Let's say classic.
A classic?
Classic, that's the name of the song.
Classic is the name of the song. So when you hear that playing in your head, does it give you even more this, I'm at my best? Mm-hmm. You guys have, who is the golfer now? There's some famous golfer that they show in all the commercials, or they show in ads. It's not Tyler McIlroy. And he says, I got to have my song. And it shows him with his earphones. So he's got some song that elicits excellence in him for playing golf. And if you've got music of some sort, so if it's a state of go for it, you know, you could imagine the Lone Ranger song, or if it's about, you know, creating your dream to dream the impossible dream, you know, as corny as it sounds, those songs really make a difference to us. So however you can access it, all right? So as help the person say, what would help you have it fully present in your body? Do you need to think of a time when you had it? Do you need to think of some music? Do you need to adjust your body? What would you do to have even more of it? And I like to ask people, where do you feel it in your body? Because sometimes it's here around the heart. Sometimes it's down in the gut. Sometimes it's in the core. Sometimes it's all over. You know, it depends on the resource. If the resource is in peacefulness, it's probably not moving all over your body. It might be more in one location and quiet in your body. Joy, excitement, all of those things are quite different in your body, okay? So help them identify the resource and anchor it. Then, of course, just like yesterday, break state and test it. How do we test it? Yes, after they have done the break state, you duplicate the anchor, the same location with the same pressure and the same timing. And notice, that's when you're noticing, Sebastian, do I get back what I started with? Yeah, do I see the same state come up? If you don't, it's okay. You go, oh, that's just feedback. We need to do it again. Maybe I need to help them strengthen it a little bit to get it. That's all. Sometimes you don't get the anchors. So break state and test. And then you holding the anchor, so this is my anchor again. You say these, you go on a guided search. And you say the words, this is the easiest way I can think of. Let this feeling take you back in time to other experiences where you have it. Just memorize that. If you're working with someone who's in their head, they'll be busy trying to figure it out. So give them permission to let their head go, thoughts go. Just let the feeling be your guide. That's why this is called a guided search. Let the feeling guide you back to other experiences. And I had him, and I like to do this with people, just give me a nod when he got an experience. But did you all notice something shifted in him when an experience came up? All you need is a code word for that. You don't need him to pop out of his state and explain to you what happened. I just said, you know, it could be a place you are, an age you are, something. He goes, 15. Okay, so he knows what that is, okay? So now we have that 15-year-old experience with us. Let it guide you to other times. It goes to another 15-year-old experience. Then I said, well, let's go for a third. So if you can, go for three experiences. Sometimes people pop all the way back to really early childhood and are totally shocked at what comes up, things you haven't thought of for a long time. And whatever pops up for the person is perfect. So with three experiences, we've strengthened the state. We've made it that much stronger. Okay? So once you've let the feeling take you back in time, then we have a nice state, we're going to future pace it, take advantage of it. Now, is the word future pace making sense to you after we've done it a couple of times? Okay. So we future pace by saying, this is really important. We want to be able to take the experiences you're having here in this hotel, in this training, outside of this training room and into your real life. Yeah. And we want to make it automatic. Future pacing makes something automatic for you. So the way we do that is say, what cues will be there in your environment? What will you see with your eyes? What will you hear with your ears? What will you feel? So find cues in an environment. I'll just write VAK. Does that make sense to all of you? What will you see? What you will find cues in the environment where you want this. And then you have the person associate into the environment and be there. We'll call it the context. As you have them associate into the context, guess what? You're using your anchor. You have that anchored feeling, taking this with you. Okay? Taking this resource there. Now, I think it pays to be greedy, so do it in three different places. Now, what questions do you have about this simple, elegant process you're about to go do? About how to do it? Yeah, Rachel?
I figured if people can self-anchor or not.
Yes, you can. Of course.
And you can go through
I pick really unusual anchors for myself. I like to push the end of my nose, pull on my ear, put my finger around my wrist. Yes. And of course, you can use spatial anchors as well. Kinesthetic anchors seem to work better because it's constant. You know, as long as you're holding it there, you're doing this. My funny story about that. My youngest son was a goalie on a soccer team in high school. And I was just learning NLP, and I said, he said to me, I just freak out when the ball's coming towards me. I just notice my heart racing, da da da. I said, well, what do you want to feel? And we got him into a real good state of alertness that was calm, mind alert, body calm sort of thing, you know. And I said, okay, what's a good anchor that you can use? And he said, oh, I'm going to pull on my ear. And it wasn't until I was at the game watching him. The ball's coming towards him, and he's out there. I go, uh-oh, this goalie needs both of his hands out there. He doesn't need one tugging on his ear. So after that game, I said, okay, we need to find you another anchor. And so what it was, it became standing in the goal box. Anytime he was standing in that area in the goal box, then he had that anchor available to him, because I didn't realize, oh, that one's not going to work for him, that self-anchor he had, because he needed both of his hands. So, again, yes, you can do it for yourself. But for this, I want you to practice anchoring other people, getting feedback from other people about what's working. Now, to help your partner be successful, find out what it takes for you to fully be in your body having an emotional state. Because that makes the anchoring that much easier. The reason I say, you know, move around the room and find different partners is because everybody does it so differently. And you want experience of anchoring different kinds of people to find out how it works. So any other questions about how to do it? I've been really clear, haven't I? No, Diana?
In the future case, the first thing you have up there is about finding cues in the environment.
Well,
maybe I misunderstood. The first step is to ask them where they want to take it in the future.
Identify where. Okay. I'm sorry. Identify where they want it.
And then the cues associated with that. You talked about the front door.
Yeah.
Of the house.
Right. Okay. Identify first where they want it. Yes. I was not specific enough. Then find the cues that will be there that will remind you, and you're off and running. And after you do this, I'll talk a bit more about how you use this whole notion of future pacing in your life, because once you learn NLP, you can have an incredible memory because you can future pace things. Yeah. I'll show you how to do that if you've done it. Okay, so is it okay if we do this in groups of two? You don't need a third person to give you feedback or anything? All right. Find somebody you haven't worked with yet. Find a resource, because after we do this, I'm going to show you how we use it to resolve problems. This is the first step, learning how to retrieve resources. And I think probably 15 minutes each should be ample time for you to do it. And I'll come by and see where you are after 15 minutes.